Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, it's Friday, so we're here with another guided meditation from the 10% Happier app. Today's session is from a regular on this show, a favorite on this show, Sebine Selassie. You might have noticed that occasionally your mind wanders, it races to the past or to the future. The practice of bringing your awareness to your breath or your body can be super helpful in terms of reconnecting you to what's happening right now. And in this meditation, Sebine is going to show us how to actually do that.
Hi, this is Sebine. And in this meditation, we're going to practice bringing awareness to the body. Simply put, mindfulness is paying attention on purpose in the present moment, non-judgmentally. But as you've probably noticed, our minds can relentlessly pull us into the past or future. This is where the body can help. The body is always in the present moment. That's why the breath and the body are used as primary objects of meditation, which makes it the perfect training ground for our mindfulness practice. Okay, let's get started. Find a comfortable position where you feel alert, but also relaxed. If you're comfortable closing your eyes, you can do so now. And if you want to keep them open, just keep a soft focus on one point. Let's start by bringing awareness to the sensation of sitting here. For me, it used to be when someone asked me to notice my body, I would have a hard time knowing if I was feeling my sensations or just thinking about them. This can take some practice. So when I say bring awareness to the sensation of sitting here, what do you notice? Is there a particular sensation that's strong or clamoring for attention? Maybe there's a familiar ache or discomfort. Maybe you don't notice anything at all. If so, can you bring a little more awareness to your experience? See if you can bring a sense of curiosity to it. You can even ask yourself, what's happening in my body right now? Maybe you can notice the pressure of your butt against the chair. Or maybe you can feel a gentle tickle where the air is entering or leaving your nostrils. Perhaps there's a sensation of temperature or vibration. Whatever is happening, see if you can continue to be curious. Continuing the inquiry, and what's happening in my body right now? You don't need to choose or reject any particular experience. Just notice what's most prominent for you for a few moments. When you're ready, you can open your eyes or reorient to the room. In any moment, if we feel caught up in our minds, racing to the past or future, we can always bring awareness to the body as a way to reconnect to this very moment. I hope you enjoyed this meditation. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sebane. You can find many more meditations from Sebane, including longer versions of this one, on our 10% Happier app. Our app helps you understand both how to practice meditation and how to use it to help you navigate our ever-changing world. To make it easier to become an app subscriber, we're offering 40% off the price of an annual subscription just for our podcast listeners. We don't do discounts of this size all the time. And of course, nothing is permanent. So to get this deal before it ends on April 1st, go to 10percent.com/March. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/March for 40% off. We'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode with the happiness researcher, Emma Seppala. She's going to share 3 secrets from happiness research. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.